Your question is accurate, except for the commissioners did not give up control over the fund, and I understand your premise here, but we did agree to allow the county council to have $1.5 million to be used from CDIP money for public safety type of needs. Now, normally we would have used that money for road repairs and road maintenance. How will we address ongoing road maintenance? If we are allowed to use our CDIP fund, we think that we can adequately address our road maintenance needs. Up to this point, we've not ever been able to use all of the CDIP monies because we've been willing to help the council balance the budget, using between $400,000 and $600,000 annually for those needs, except for this year. Now, we did just receive a large amount of money from the state. They've also come out with a matching program, which is typical of the state. They want to control that money and not just give it to the counties. But we've always been very good and very creative at shaping the PEG in such a way that the state likes it and accepts it and therefore gives us more money. And we've already started working on that. Our highway engineer is creating a plan asking for an additional $1 million in funding for road improvements. And we're hoping that the state will match that. So we like it when the state has match grants because our record shows that we've been pretty good at getting more than our fair share here in Bartholomew County. If I can add to that, we have adopted over the years, we've developed some really good, efficient practices centered around road maintenance. We only have 22 highway employees. In 1993, we had 22 highway employees. So we have not grown. In contrast, more than one, I think two or three of our adjacent counties have between 40 and 60 employees. But we, rather than pay salaries, choose to keep our highway department lean, and we put that money that would go for salaries and benefits into our roads. So our roads are always seemingly in much better shape than some of our adjacent counties, and I think that practice needs to continue.